Welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. This week, we have our weekly check-ins. We have our special segment, Never Have I Ever, where we experience some serious parenting scares. And we close with our BFPs and BFNs for the week. Let's get going. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is episode 156. Hi, Shauna.
Hello.
Hello, hello. So I want to hear what's going on with you this week and how are your little ones?
They're good. This week, the struggle is with bedtime. I know we always talk about bedtime, but goddamn it, it is an ongoing struggle with little kids. If it's not one thing, it's another, right?
Totally.
So Cece's always been pretty easy to actually put to bed, right? I've talked about that before.
Mm-hmm.
But nope, not this week. This week, it's like she decided that she needs to fuss with every single thing in her bed and nothing is right. Like, her pillow's not in the right place. And like, no, whatever I do to adjust it, she's like, no, no. And crying, and I'll leave the room, but then she's screaming for me. I have to come back in. And it's like, the pillow's not right. And then like, I'm like, okay, is it the blanket? And then, you know, it's like, let me do your blanket like this. She's like, no blanket. And I'm like, well, okay, no blanket. And then she's like, I want a blanket. And then so I'm like, oh my God. It's spending like 15, 20 minutes, like trying to get her calm and adjusted. It is so stressful. It's so stressful.
Yeah, Augie is the master of delays right now as well. And I think that might be what's going on, right, with Cece? It's just like, it's not about the blanket. It's about getting you to stay in the room.
Maybe. She's so emotional about it, too. Like, she's upset and mad. It's not a fun little, like, mama, do the blanket. And, like, I don't know. I can't tell the vibe. Like, it just seems like she's so upset about every single little thing.
Really?
Yeah. So it's really getting me riled up. And the other day, I dealt with this for like 15 minutes, you know, the this and the that and the crying and everything. And all of a sudden, some thought came into my mind. And I was like, maybe she doesn't know what else to do with herself while she's in her crib before falling asleep. Because usually she goes to bed pretty well. She'll fall asleep pretty quickly. And I was like, well, maybe she's not as tired and she just doesn't know what to do with herself. So I was like, you know what, Cece? You could sing to yourself after I leave. I'll lay you down and why don't you sing some songs? And in the back of my mind, I'm like, good idea, Shauna. Like, this is really going to work, right? Break. And so I laid her down and I left. And oh my God, would you believe it? I hear on the monitor, dinkle, dinkle, little star, and like, ba ba black sheep, and this and that. And she just sang and then fell asleep. And I couldn't believe it. So that's been going on the last couple days. It's like I gave her a new idea of what to do before falling asleep, and it worked.
Dang, girl. Who are you, girl? Dr. Becky? Janet Lansbury? Come on.
Oh my God, I got to write a parenting book. Clearly, I know all the tricks. Yeah, right. So that has been our challenge and success this week.
That's amazing. We have had similar bedtime dramas. It's so funny because I like talking to you nowadays to hear about your stresses with Cece. Not that I want you to have stresses with Cece, but it helps remind me that not everything going on with Augie is related to him having a new sibling, you know?
Right.
Like, he's also just almost two and a half, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is a challenging time regardless.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Cece has nothing going on in life, right? Like, there's no siblings. She doesn't go anywhere.
She's got nothing going on.
Nothing going on. We go to the park. So there's no outside stresses, I think, that's really causing this. I think it's just being two and whatever whatever changes she's going through being two. So, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Have we talked about the fact that Augie like sings himself to sleep basically every night?
Yes. You know what? Maybe that's where I got the idea, Laura. Mm. Maybe it's we had been talking about it. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I was probably like, why don't you sing yourself to sleep, Cece? Like, like Augie sings himself to sleep. And that's probably where the idea came from.
Got it.
That's so cute that he does that.
It's really cute. And like, I just don't even know. Like, I think what happens is he has the same thing I have, which is like, he has a song stuck in his head at all times, like all times. I actually asked him the other day. I was like, hey, Augie, what song do you hear in your head right now? And he started singing Cement Mixer by 20 Trucks. I was like, yep, there you go. Yeah. So that's what I think is going on with him. But
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's really cute. And you know what else is really cool? Like, I forget so often that they're tiny and they like have no experience in the world. And you can tell them like things you can do. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I think maybe I'm so stuck in adult world that I forget that like it's okay to tell kids, to like mansplain to kids, essentially, right?
Yeah.
Like if you said that to an adult, like, well, you could just sing yourself to sleep. It would be super condescending and weird. But like it had never occurred to her, obviously, because you told her and she was like, great idea, Mom. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Who would have thought I would teach my child to sing themselves asleep? You just think that's something that people would automatically know how to do, even children. But she didn't. She needed to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's a good point. And in general, she's singing a lot more lately. I think it's because her language development is getting better now, because singing is tricky. I think I'm seeing that now from her perspective, because it's not just the tune of the song. It's also her brain is putting together what word goes where in the song. Like I can really see her working hard when she's singing to put these songs together. But her new song, Laura, you posted a video on our TikTok recently. And I think like the background song was like, Oh no, right?
Yeah, we all know. If you're on TikTok, you know that song.
Yeah.
The Oh No song.
Yeah. The Oh No song. Well, my kids heard it. They loved it. They made me play it on Spotify. I found like the remix version of this TikTok song on Spotify. They made me play it on repeat. And that is now what Cece's walking around singing all day. Oh, no. I'm like, great. You're 2 years old. As if you don't say no enough. Now you're singing no all the time. It's just hilarious.
I have to say, I sing that now. Like if something goes wrong and I'll say like, oh, no. And then I'll go, oh, no. Like
it's really catchy. It's very catchy.
It is very catchy.
So anyway, that's all that's really going on with us this week. Why don't we shift over to your world and why don't you give us an update on what's going on with you guys?
Yeah, so Augie is almost 2.5. We're approaching 2.5. Mm-hmm. And Sebastian is 16 weeks. I feel like, I don't know, it's a nice square number, 16.
Yeah. Does that mean he's 4 months old? Is he not a newborn anymore?
He's almost 4 months. He has 2 more days, Shauna.
Two more days. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. The way the weeks work out, he has 2 more days till he's 4 months old. But do you know who did have a birthday this week?
Who?
Yours truly, Laura Bierick.
Oh, that's right. How did it go? Happy birthday.
Thank you. You did wish me a happy birthday on my actual birthday, which I really appreciated. I don't know how it went, to be honest. Okay, so I feel like last week I unleashed the story of our epic trip to Fresno. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this week I've had a major like physical and emotional hangover from the trip.
Oh, yeah, I could imagine.
I'm exhausted physically. Just from like the action of driving there and back and all that stuff. And then I'm like emotionally exhausted from the taking care of the 2 kids all by myself, Sebastian screaming for hours straight in the car, and seeing my dad who's not doing well. You know, all those things have really sort of piled up. And I think I was sort of in action mode when I was in Fresno. Right. Like I was, you know, I had stuff to do. I had to get things done. I had to like get home. You know, I was go, go, go. And then this week, like the crash happened. And I think it really hit on my birthday morning. Like I was home and Corey was like, hey, I'm going to take Augie to the park so you can have some kind of alone time. It's still to the point where Corey can't really like go out with both kids. To be fair, I can't really go out by myself with both kids because Augie will like run away and Sebastian needs help. And, you know, at least I have the boobs. So if there's an emergency, you know, I can feed Sebastian, but Corey really can't deal with that. So he took Augie. I stayed home with Sebastian, who naps pretty well. But Corey got out of the house with Augie, and I put Sebastian down for a nap, and I'm looking around thinking, like, what should I do with my birthday morning? And I'm getting all these texts from my friends and family, everyone wishing me a happy birthday, and everyone's like, I hope you're having a wonderful day, all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around at my house, which was a, like, complete fucking disaster. Like, mm-hmm. toys everywhere. The floors were, like, covered in dirt and cat hair and all this stuff, and everything just seemed, like, oppressive in that moment. And I'm sure my baseline emotional and physical exhaustion, like, contributed to that. But all of these things combined to me, like, sort of having a little bit of a pity party for myself on my birthday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I swept the floor crying, thinking, it's my fucking birthday and no one's helping me. I mean, which is so not true. Like, everyone's helping me. My mom was still in town, and, you know, Corey had Augie to try to help me, but I was just sort of, you know, just not having a good day, a good day. But it's kind of a bummer to talk about on our generally lighthearted podcast, but I kind of wanted to be real about it because, you know, sometimes birthdays suck. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. they're not a happy day. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's not a wonderful day. Sometimes your dad is really sick and you're exhausted and, you know, there's no one who will calm the baby except for you. So there's no escape. Right.
Well, it's not like you wake up in the morning on your birthday and some magical switch has flipped and it's like all magic and rainbows just because it's your birthday. Like, life is still going on. It's
exactly.
still affecting you.
And when you have small kids, there's no escape hatch, you know? I feel mm-hmm. like our listeners probably can relate to this, right? This idea that, like, no one is coming to save you. I think that's how I felt on my mm-hmm. birthday, because I had these visions of, like, oh, I could just, like, go to the spa and spend all day in the hot tub and getting massages, and, like, how nice would that be? And then reality starts creeping in. It's like, who's going to feed Sebastian? Are mm-hmm. you going to pump at the spa? Is the spa even open yet because of COVID? And I was just like, stop it, reality.
Well, it's also very difficult because of the year that we're in. I mean, I know mm-hmm. things are getting better with COVID, but still, we are at the tail end of one of the most stressful years of our lives, especially because we've had kids during this time. And it does feel like there's mm-hmm. no escape, no help. And then all of a sudden, at the tail end of it and the tail end of a stressful week, you're supposed to have a magical, wonderful, perfect birthday. It's like, mm-hmm. no, that doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. So
I'm sorry. Did it get any better as the day went on?
Yes. You want to know why?
Oh, good. Because you found a spa to go to.
I didn't. I found a Nordstrom Rack to go to.
Oh, even better. Even better. Perfect.
Basically, what happened was we put Augie down for his nap. I don't think he even took his nap. But I called my mom. She was at the hotel nearby with my stepdad. And she had wanted to have us over for, like, a pool day. But it was actually kind of cool. It was, like, highs in the low 70s. And I didn't really feel like going in the pool because we had done mm-hmm. that the day before. This was the other thing. It's like, the day before my birthday, we had gone to go, like, have a pool day. But it was kind of cold. But, of course, Augie wanted to go in. So I'm the one who has to go in with him. Mm. I go in with him. It's freezing. Meanwhile, Sebastian is crying for me because he wants boob. My mom's trying to calm Sebastian down. I'm thinking, like, everyone at this fancy hotel probably hates us because there's this baby crying. Oh. And then Augie doesn't want to get out of the pool, even though he's shivering and his lips are purple. And oh, then, like, on the way home, we end up overstaying our time. You know, we didn't, like, have the schedule right. And Augie ended up over hungry and overtired. And we're trying to leave. And we're at, like, the valet line of this super fancy hotel. We're at the Langham in Pasadena, which is, like, it used to be the Ritz-Carlton. It's super fucking fancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in the valet line of this place, and I'm trying to get Augie in his car seat, and he's throwing a fucking fit. Like, oh, I don't want to go. I want to go in the hotel elevator. I want to go. And we're like, we'll go in it tomorrow when we see grandma, you know, all this stuff. And in the process, I get kicked, like, full force in the face.
Oh, like, ouch.
Yeah, I thought I was going to have a black eye.
Oh.
So my mom, of course, didn't see any of this. She was in her room. Like, she didn't see any of the meltdown. All she saw was the fun stuff in the pool, right?
Yeah. She's like, let's do it again on your birthday.
Yeah, which makes sense, right? She thought it was really fun. She didn't get to see the aftermath. And of course, bedtime was like a nightmare. So she texted me in the morning, was like, when are you guys going to come over? And I, like, think I was in the middle of my pity party and I didn't even respond. So once we got Augie down for his non-nap, I called her and I was like, what are you doing this afternoon? You want to come over here? And she was like, okay, I'll come over here. And I was like, good. So she came over and I like booked it.
House. Alone time. Have you had any alone time since having your second child?
Does going to the OB count?
No, I don't think so. That's then, not that fun.
No, no, I have not. I mean, I guess I did go to a grocery store once. Like,
okay.
Not to do anything for me, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I jumped ship. I ran to Nordstrom Rack. I hadn't been in a store in a year, and it was weird, but also exciting. And I got myself some shoes. And of course, I ended up buying stuff for the kids, too. But I have to say that it didn't solve the problem, but I started to feel better. And then Corey had gotten us dinner reservations for that night, which was going to be our first time in a restaurant in a year. And my mom was going to babysit. So once we got everyone down for the night, Corey and I left. And of course, I had to like, I couldn't get ready. Like, I couldn't put on makeup. I just like had to throw on a dress and leave the house because I didn't, you know, I didn't have time. But I was like, who cares what I look like? It's a pandemic. So I went out and we went to a restaurant and that was lovely. And by the end of that, I was starting to feel like better. I was starting to crawl myself out. And you know what I realized? It's that I could keep thinking that like, oh, I need a whole spa day or whatever. But I think what I need are small bits of alone time where I can get them.
Well, that's a good start. I mean, who's to say you shouldn't have a spa day? I think you should at some point have a spa day. But yeah, you could start with small bits of time and fit those in where you can. And that's going to go a long way to feeling better.
Well, I think part of my like being despondent about it is that I know it's going to be a really long time before I can have a whole day to myself, but I could do an hour here or there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
2 hours here or there. And if I can cobble those together, I know it will make me feel better. Not completely better, maybe, but a little bit better. So that's my new plan. Try to cobble together alone time so
that's
that
a good idea.
I can have some relief from this burnout, I think, which is what's going on. Yeah.
Definitely sounds like burnout. It's hard to remember to prioritize yourself in that time when things are so hectic and you've got the kids, they feel like the top priority and everything else. It's hard to remember that. But you have remembered it, so that's good.
Yeah. Hard one and intermittently, but I'm trying. I'm trying. So, but yeah, I just wanted to share that. It was another challenging week, but I think, you know, that's how things go. And, you know, the stress of the move. Did I mention the move? We're still moving.
You have before. Yes, it's still happening.
I'm not elaborating on it because there's not much going on this week. It's just that it's still happening. It's still in the back of my mind. There's still a bunch of papers to sign and shit. So, yeah, stress, stress, stress.
Oh, you know what would be cool? If me and you had a spa day sometime, just, you know, have someone else watch the kids, go get some massages, sit in hot tubs.
Oh,
that sounds great.
Sounds so nice. Sounds so nice. Soon.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. But anyway, that's it. And I have to say that talking to you has been a high point of my week. So
yay.
I'm already feeling better.
Good.
But should we take a break and come back with our special segment?
Let's do it. Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know, they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and this week's special segment is Never Have I Ever Parenting Edition, where we reveal some things in life that we never in a million years thought we would find ourselves doing until we had children. Laura, you're up first. What's your first Never Have I Ever?
Okay. Never have I ever been excited for construction on my street.
Construction on your street is the worst. Why do you like it? Actually, I have an idea why you like it, but you tell us.
Yeah, take a wild guess. No, you take a wild guess.
Because your husband, Corey, gets so excited about the big trucks.
Yeah, he's really into excavators right now.
He's in an excavator phase.
Yeah. Yes, you're close. It's actually my toddler, Augie.
Ah, okay.
As you know, I've talked about this on the show. He has an extremely intense interest, which is like a technical term, an EII for all things trucks, construction, etc. And this happened a couple months ago. I was just opening my mail and I saw that there was a letter from the city of Pasadena And inside the letter, it was a warning that our street was going to be under construction for a new water line. And it said it was going to be under construction for 3 months.
Oh, my Lord.
And, you know, normally you'd be pretty irritated by the fact that your street was going to be under construction for that long, be loud, etc. But there was a paragraph called What to Expect. And I'm going to read the first sentence of this so you can see why I got excited. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It says, What to Expect. During construction, a variety of heavy equipment will be used, including excavators, backhoes, loaders, and construction trucks.
Oh my God, that's just his favorite things in the world.
Totally. Like, he's obsessed with excavators. He knows how to, like, identify all the weird trucks. Like, I mean, I guess they're not weird, but, like, stuff I didn't know. Like, I didn't know what a skid steer was, but now I do. And mm-hmm. I suddenly just got, like, super excited. Like, reading it, it got me, like, jazzed because I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to get to look out the front window and he's going to be able to see, like, backhoes and diggers and all this stuff. Like, basically, it's like having a free babysitter, right?
Absolutely. Especially you guys are trying to cut down on screen time. And so you've mm-hmm. got this basically a giant screen because you have a perfect huge window
yes.
overlooking this activity. I could see why you were jazzed.
So excited. So, yeah, it's so funny because I opened it up and I think my mom was there when I opened it because it was right after Sebastian was born. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Mom, look at this. Look at this. And she's looking at it. She's like, oh, my God, Augie's going to be so excited. So, yeah. And so, yeah, the constructions have been going on and it's pretty great. I think I've sent Good. You some pictures of him staring out the window
mm-hmm.
at the diggers.
And some pictures of the trucks down there. And I didn't know that this was like a 3 month process. Mm-hmm. I just kept wondering, why are there more trucks on your street? What's going on? So now I get it.
Mm-hmm. Just constantly trucks, but we're wow. okay with it. We go down and like walk around and look at them closer, and the workers are now starting to like get to know us.
Aww,
they wave at
that's
him and
cute.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, never have I ever been excited for construction on my street.
That's a new one.
But yeah, what about you? What's your never have I ever?
Okay. Never have I ever retrieved a breath mint from someone's nostril.
Did you get to use the mother's kiss?
Almost. I was almost about to do it. We went to the park one day, and this is kind of also a mom confession rolled into a never have I ever, mm-hmm. because my mom confession is I bribe my kids with Altoid minis to get into their car seats. They are obsessed with breath mints. Like, you know, those tiny, tiny little square Altoids, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They love them.
Really? Because one time I gave Augie an Altoid because he wanted one. And I was like, I don't think you're going to like it, but you can try. And he put it in his mouth for 1 second and goes, too spicy. And he spit it out.
They love them. I don't know why. I don't know if Cece loves them so much on her own or if she just sees Elle really into them. You know, it's like, oh, the big sister likes them, so I will too. I'll just bite the spicy mm-hmm. bullet and enjoy this mint. But whatever, it's a great motivator to get them in their seats. And it's just a tiny treat, you know, like once you're in your car seat, I'll give you an Altoid. Can I have an Altoid? It's like they have to be buckled and everything. And so I gave them each a tiny little Altoid on the way to the park one day. And I guess Cece's new thing was savoring her Altoid instead of just putting it in her mouth and chewing it. It was like, suck on it a little bit, take it out. Mama, look at this. And like showing me that like she still had some left and whatever. And by the time we get to the park, I get out to get her out of her car seat. And she's like, ow, ow, ow. And I'm like, what? And she's like pointing at her face and her nose. I'm like, what's the matter? What's the matter? And she like just kept pointing up in her nose. I was like, oh my God, do you have an Altoid stuck up your nose? Did you put your Altoid in your nose? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, mother's kiss. I know what to do. I was like just about to do it. And then she just went and like blew it out. So
oh,
I didn't
good.
Actually have to go up there and retrieve it, but I was about to.
Do you want to remind our listeners what the mother's kiss is, just in case people haven't heard that episode?
Yeah, the mother's kiss is a technique for dislodging foreign items in children's or I guess anyone's nose. I guess you could do it on your husband, your lover, if you want to.
Why does that sound so gross?
Yeah, I don't know what people are into.
The combination of the term lover and like I don't know, trying to get something out of their nose.
Dislodging objects from their nose.
Whatever, people might be into it. I don't want to shame anyone's interests.
No, exactly. But let's say something does get stuck up in one nostril and it's not coming out. As a parent, you can close the opposite nostril and then put your mouth over their mouth as if you were doing CPR, I guess, and blow into their mouth. And that air forces through the nostril and dislodges the object and it comes flying out. And it is something that you've done to Augie, right?
I got a mint leaf out of his nose a while back. Yeah.
So we have experience that it works. I've never actually tried it myself, but I was almost about to do it.
You're so close with that Altoid. Yeah. Question, did you throw the Altoid away after that, or did she put it back in her mouth?
Oh, she totally put it back in her mouth. She wasn't wasting that. I think she like snatched it away from me before I could like do anything with it. Amazing. Kids are so gross.
They are so gross.
She's like, that's the tastiest booger I've ever had.
Oh my God. So minty fresh. What's it with putting minty things up their noses?
Oh yeah. Augie had mint leaf up his nose and Cece had a mint. I don't know.
You know why? It's because he's like all organic, you know, like he only puts natural mint up his nose.
Yeah. Mine only puts synthetic products up her nose.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All he eats is like peanut butter jelly sandwiches, mac and cheese, and like, yeah. That's it. So I am just all jokes. All jokes today. Yes. But that is a truly memorable parenting moment, getting an Altoid out of your child's nose.
Indeed. All right. What about you? Do you have another one for us?
I do. Okay, yes. So never have I ever scared someone to death by farting.
What? Did someone literally die in this scenario?
No, I did not literally scare them to death, but felt like I did. That someone was my newborn Sebastian. This was a little bit ago. So you know how it is when you have a baby and you need to go to the bathroom. You have to bring them with you. There's just no other alternative most of the time. I mean, that's not always true. Sometimes I'll leave him playing, like if he's out safe on his mat or whatever. But on this particular instance, I knew he wasn't going to be okay just hanging out by himself. I knew he wanted me around. And so I brought my baby Bjorn bouncer into the bathroom. For people who don't know what those are, it's like a really simple, like low profile bouncer that you can put them in. It's really portable and easy and like fun to use. I got one as a hand-me-down and it's awesome.
It's like a baby bouncy seat.
Yeah. It's just like, it's shaped like a V basically. And one edge of the V is on the ground and the other is the bouncy seat. And it's great. So I was like, perfect. I'll take the baby Bjorn bouncer. I'll put it in the bathroom. I'll stick the baby in it. And then I can go to the bathroom. Because, like, to be honest, it wasn't just a quick pee. Like, I had to poop. So
I got that from the
story.
You
figured that out. Well, you know, sometimes there's some farts without the poops. But this time it was like a whole deal. So so I put him in the bouncer. He's fine. He's playing with his little toy and, like, watching me. And I go to pee. And then I let out a pretty loud fart. Like, I don't know. I was feeling gassy. Who knows what was going on that day? And instantly his eyes went super wide and he like turned white as a ghost and then just started screaming, you know, like,
no.
I just startled him so bad. So instead of like having a calm baby and a bouncer, I'm trying to poop with a baby who is like screaming bloody murder because I had scared him to death. And of course I like couldn't even really go over and be like, it's okay, baby, mommy's right here.
He's like, why is she staying over there? Why isn't she comforting me?
Yeah, I know. So there went my plans for like a nice, relaxed toilet session.
Oh, story of my life. Story of every mother's life, right?
Yeah.
It's like the second you have a child, all your peaceful toilet sessions just fly out the window.
Because even if they're not in the room with you, it's constantly like, well, how much time do I have? Meanwhile, like, not to stereotype, but I feel like the vast majority of husbands are taking their 20-minute poops in peace.
Well, that's happening at my house for sure. They never, ever bother Steve, ever. I swear to God, the second I go to the bathroom, they're either pounding on the door or busting in. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I felt bad. I scared him so bad.
He must have been so terrified. Oh, yeah. Poor guy.
You got to learn about the world somehow, I guess.
Yep.
All right. So do you have another one for us?
Yes. All right. Here's my next one.
Okay.
Never have I ever played fetch with children.
Oh, like you throw a ball, they run and get it and bring it back to you like a dog?
Or a stick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a stick. This sounds like inspired parenting to me.
Yeah. We know Elle is obsessed with being a dog. I talked about it on another episode. And that obsession or extremely intense interest, as you call it, is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
In dogs is not gone away. It's persisted. And we went to the park recently. And it's so funny because that day she really wanted to wear a costume to the park. And who am I to fight with my 5-year-old about this crap? So I was like, okay, sure. So she wore a ninja costume, like complete with like a head covering and everything. And when we got there, she's just like, wanted to play fetch. I don't know. She found a stick in the grass or something and wanted to play fetch with it. And so next thing I know, I'm just like throwing a stick across the grass and she's running after it. She didn't put it in her mouth or anything. Like I made her run like a normal person and pick up the stick and bring it back. And she was so into it. And I was like, this is getting her so much exercise that I just don't even care. So we sat and played fetch for like 15 minutes.
Genius move.
Yeah. And of course, Cece got in on the action because she does everything that Elle does. So I was just throwing sticks for my two kids at the park.
Did anyone see you doing that?
Oh, probably. There's like a walking path nearby, like a little hike and everything. So probably. And I was embarrassed. I don't want to say I didn't care because I did care. I was embarrassed. But the desire to exercise my children overrode my embarrassment.
Yeah. And I have to say that it's kind of nice you can stay in one spot and they go and come back. I mean, I've done similar things in that it's not like we don't call it fetch, but we did our ready, set, goes, which is just running, right? And so I'd like tell them to run to the tree and run back. I don't think it's much different.
Yeah. It's getting them exercise. So
they need it.
It felt funny because I haven't taken my dog, my actual dog, to a dog park to play fetch in ages because of COVID and everything. It's like poor Sasha. She's the one who fetches. Chili doesn't move a paw.
Chili. Oh, old man Chili.
Oh, even when he was young, he was like balls, didn't care less. Anyway, I haven't taken the actual dog to a dog park to play fetch in forever, but here I am with my 5-year-old and 2-year-old just doing what you got to do.
What you need to do is do it all together. Like, see if you can get Sasha and Elle and Cece all in on the action at the same time.
Yes. Oh, they would get so much exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. Putting it in my calendar now. All right. Okay. Do you have another one for us?
I do. Okay. So never have I ever forgotten to put a sheet on the bed and allowed my toddler to sleep all night on a mattress pad.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, God. So we use those quick zip crib sheets. I think I've talked about them on the show. It's like a fitted sheet where like you have like a shell on the bottom and then you have like a rectangle of zipper around the top, so you can like zip off the top and zip on a new one really quickly. Mm-hmm. They're really awesome. I love them. It means you don't have to lift up like the whole crib mattress to change it out. Well, there was a day recently where Augie was resisting his nap, like he does, like the ongoing struggle that we've been experiencing for weeks and weeks. And that day's struggle was that he took his sleep sack off, and then he took his pajama bottoms off, and then he took his diaper off. And so he was nude from the waist down, and he's semi-potty trained, right? Like, not totally potty trained. But my deal right now is, like, I'm not rushing in to get him if he does something like that, because he knows that's why he's, like, doing it, right? He's doing it to get my attention. So I'm just like, well, if there's pee, there's pee, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's done this a couple times, and every time he does it, when I come in, I'm like, well, did you pee? He's like, yeah, I pee-peed on the elephant. And he'll, like, have pee-peed on, like, this elephant mat that we have there. It's just like, oh, my God. He's like, he's peeing on specific things. Like, I know you're potty trained, kid. Like, you are actively mm-hmm. choosing where to pee. So I go in after our allotted time. And I'm like, oh, you're naked. He goes, I didn't want to nap. I'm like, yeah, I got it. And he's like, I didn't want my diaper. I see that. I see that. And I go, so I say, so where did you pee? And he goes, pee pee right here. And he like points. And of course, it was the corner of the crib. And I was like, ugh. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to take the sheet up and we're going to have to wash it. And right when that happened, I don't even remember what happened, but something happened. I think probably Sebastian woke up, right? So I had to like rush off to do something else and I couldn't put the new sheet on right away. And I was like, I'll just do it later. I never did it. And then when we were doing bedtime, I started doing Augie's bedtime and then I had to swap out with Corey like by the time that the lights had already turned off because like Sebastian woke up from his last nap and needed to be fed and stuff. So I had to like do a trade off. So Corey came in not knowing that I had forgotten to put the sheet back on.
Oh, right.
And it was already dark in there. So like he couldn't see. There was a little light, but not enough to notice. And then the next morning I go into his room to like grab something and I see that there's just like the mattress pad all kind of like bunched up and no sheet on the bed. And I was like, Corey, did we let him sleep without a sheet all night? And he's like, oh, I thought he took it off because sometimes he will just like unzip it. And oh, I was like, no, uh-huh. no, I forgot to put it back on. He's like, well, why didn't you tell me it wasn't on? I'm like, because I forgot it wasn't on. And so he slept on his mattress pad all night. No sheet. I mean, it's like, and it's one of those like weird kind of rough texture. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
yeah, I was going to ask if it's a soft one or if it's kind of a waterproof, like crunchy one, hard.
It's a waterproof crunchy one. Mm. Yeah, or like kind of scratchy, like kind of like yeah. like the soft quote unquote side of Velcro. You know what I'm talking about? Like that kind of material.
Yeah,
not comfy, but the kids slept on it. Bless them.
That's good. That's good.
But I felt horrible. I felt like that was bad parenting. I felt bad.
I don't know. You got a lot going on that I can see how that would slip from your mind very, very easily with other stuff. And it's still a soft surface. So that's good.
True. He had a bed to sleep in. I guess that's good.
Yeah. But, he didn't accidentally leave a pound of bricks in there.
He'd probably love the bricks. That's construction stuff.
He would just build stairs and get himself out of there.
He absolutely would. So, yes, that is good reframing. All right. So that was my last one. Shauna, do you have one more for us?
I do. Should we take a break and come back with it after the break?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor. And I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important. And therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on.
Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's bestsellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicone, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Okay, we are back and Shauna has one more Never Have I Ever for us. Shauna, what is it?
Never have I ever called poison control.
Oh, there you've crossed that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah. So I recently received a gift in the mail, like one of those gift box, gift basket things, you know. Mm-hmm. My dad sent me one of these gift basket things, and it was like a stack of little boxes that get increasingly smaller and make a nice little tower. And each one has lots of goodies in it, cookies, candies, etc. And the girls just went bonkers for this. They thought it was so exciting. They're like, Mama, open this. We want candy, blah, blah, blah. And so finally, when I had a moment, I was like, all right, let's open these. And in the whirlwind of like eight treat boxes and like bags of caramels and cookies and everything, pulling all these treats out and then begging for them, I noticed that every box had one of those silica gel desiccant packets.
Oh, yeah.
In it. And so I was like, okay, put that to the side. Like, I'll throw that away with the trash later, et cetera. And then we just kept opening stuff and like, I want this candy. No, you can't have that candy. You can't have that many. And so it's just like a whirlwind of activity with this tower of goodies. And so finally I'm like, okay, first priority, I got to put all these goodies somewhere else. Otherwise they are going to eat them all immediately. And I go and put them away. And I think I've like taken care of the situation. And Steve comes in like 20 minutes later and he's like, oh, you guys got into the tower, huh? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, what's all this black stuff? And I was like, what black stuff? And he's like, all this black stuff over here. And I'm like racking my brain, like, what candy was black? I'm so confused. And I went over and I'd never cleaned up those silica gel packets. They had ripped, probably L, had ripped one open and the black whatever inside was everywhere all over.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God, right? Like they don't know any different. There's like boxes of candy and treats and then here's like little packets that look like little packets of goodies.
Yeah.
So like right on those packets, you know, it's always like, do not eat, just everywhere all over those packets. So immediately I was like, L, did you eat any of the packet? And she like looked so scared and so caught. And I was like, it's okay. I'm not going to be mad at you, but it's really important that you tell me. She's like, yeah, I ate one. And I was like, okay. Did Cece eat one? She goes, yeah, she did. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Oh my God. So Steve's like, we got to call poison control. And we were just like really freaking out for a minute. And he called and woman answered the phone and he told her what had happened. And immediately she was like, oh, don't worry about that. It's really just mostly a choking hazard. Those are totally fine.
What? My whole life has been a lie up to now. Like I was convinced that they would kill you if you ate like the whole thing.
Same. I thought it was pure poison in a little packet inside of a shoebox or wherever they come.
I was always so afraid of the cats getting into them. Like, what? I'm blown away right now.
She's like, more than anything, it's just a choking hazard. I think, you know, like if they actually put the entire little packet in mm-hmm. their mouth and swallow it, it could be a choking hazard. But apparently eating some of the contents of that packet was fine. And she told us not to even worry about it. And we went on with our day.
Oh, my God. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm going to be feeding my children silica desiccant gel or whatever, but like
new snack.
New snack. Oh,
God. Honey, would you like your desiccant packet today?
Oh, my God. But yeah, wow, that's good to know. Good to know. I don't love having to call poison control, but they're such a great resource. Like, they're so, so helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never would even think why I would need to call one. Because I guess as an adult, you just don't accidentally ingest poison very often.
Well, I mean, I think I talked about this on the podcast, but I called when I wasn't sure if Augie had swallowed one of the berries from the tree outside,
mm-hmm.
China berry tree. So, I mean, it's a great free resource if you're in the U.S., for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that they're not desiccated from the inside out.
Me too. All right. So that's mine. Should we move on to our BFPs and BFNs?
Yeah, great idea. All right. So we close every episode with our big fat positives or big fat negatives of the week. Shauna, what do you have this week?
I have a BFP.
Woot woot. What do you got?
You should know all about it.
Okay.
Because I got to see you in person and meet your baby.
Oh, that's right. I was going to slow roll that one. I was going to talk about that next week.
No. I'm excited that we finally got to meet in person and we can tell
true.
The world about it.
It was amazing and wonderful and truly magical. Yes. Yeah. You got to hold my baby boy.
Yes. We met up at Descanso Gardens with our friend Jen, and it was just the ladies and mm-hmm. Sebastian, me,
yes.
you, Jen, and the baby. And it was like the best outing I've had, like obviously in like over a year, because I've had no outings. And it was with my besties, and I got to meet your baby and be at the garden. And it was just like such an awesome day.
It was like a perfect day, too. It was like the perfect temperature and just lovely. And yeah, it was mm-hmm. really, really nice to walk around. We were there for a long ass time, too.
Oh, yeah, we were. I was all about stretching that out and being solo away from the kids for a little while. Oh,
yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Sebastian took a little nap in the stroller when we walked around. And mm-hmm. oh, it was so nice to see you guys. We haven't been all together, all three of us, in over a year. Oh, I haven't seen you in person since January 2020.
Yes.
Right? So, yeah, it'd been a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you. For me, it just felt very normal. Like, I kept being like, oh, it's going to be so weird to see people in person again. And it's not. Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
what
not.
Do you think?
No, it was totally normal. I felt the same way going to like Target for the first time. In my mind, I was like, it's going to be like either amazing or so weird after so long, you know, not going. And I went in and it was like totally like, oh, yeah, this is Target. And it was the same thing with seeing you guys. I was like, oh, yeah, it's Jen and Laura. And
yeah,
it's just like old times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was really, really great. So I had a lot of fun and I think we should do it again.
I think we should definitely. And being able to hold the baby. Oh, my God. He's so cute. I just wanted to hold him the entire time.
He smells really good, too. That's what you can't get that through FaceTime, you know?
Yeah. No.
The baby smell.
No,
yeah.
No, you can't hold him through FaceTime either. Oh, it was so great.
It was
great to see you. Yay.
It was so nice to see you. We have pictures we can share now.
Yep.
We were like, we got to take pictures for the podcast. We haven't been together in over a year. Like, all of our photos for social have been like spliced together.
I know. These are like actual real, not Photoshopped mm-hmm, of mm-hmm. us together in real life. It was great.
That was too fun.
Yeah. So that's my BFP for the week. What do you got for us?
I also have a BFP, other than seeing you, obviously, which was the true highlight of my week. Even mm-hmm. when I had a kind of hard week, it was really wonderful to see you. My BFP this week is a product that I just mm-hmm. wanted to share because it's really helped me with taking my postnatal vitamins. I've been taking, you know, prenatal vitamins, but for postnatal. And I think a lot of people who are postpartum, their doctors tell them just to like continue taking their prenatal vitamins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, I am terrible at taking any pills on a daily basis. Like, I forget, and then I can't remember if I actually remember to take them, and then I'm worried that I'm going to take too much. And as a result, I found something called timer caps. Have you heard of this?
No.
So I'm a little distracted because I feel like Sebastian might be screaming his head off in the other room. But I did want to tell you about these timer caps. So what they are caps that you put on your pill bottles.
Like a lid?
Yeah, they're like a lid. And they have a little, like, just a tiny digital clock in it, like a counter. And when you open it, it resets to zero. And when you close it, it starts to, like, count up again. So you can see exactly how long it's been since you opened your pill bottle. So you can see the, and, you know, usually when you open your pill bottle, that's when you take your medicine. So you can see exactly how long it's been since you took your medicine. And, like, I'm telling you, I've never been so consistent in taking my prenatal vitamins than when I've had this timer cap.
Interesting. So you just feel motivated to reset the timer, or, like, why is it helping you take it more consistently?
Well, I put it somewhere obvious, and then I see, like, oh, it's been 23 hours and 57 minutes. Like, it's time. As opposed to being like, well, I'll take it later, or did I take it today? I don't remember. Like, that's the real problem. It's like, did I take it today? When did I take it? I remember opening the bottle at some point. Was that yesterday? Was that a week ago? You know, like, and also, you know, when you get the pill bottle and it says 48 hours, it's like a little bit shaming, right? Like, it kind of shames you into remembering. So you don't want to get there again. So they really work for me. Right now, they're unavailable on Amazon. I think they're sold out because I learned about this on TikTok, so I'm guessing everyone else in the world did too.
Oh, okay.
Because the brand I have is called Timer Cap, and it's super simple and works really well. But there is another brand called ePill. So just look around for it. I'm sure there's more manufacturers that I just, you know, just don't know about. But yeah, timer caps for medicine. Genius.
Cool. I love that idea.
But anyway, that's it for me. For this week, I think. Yeah, I got to go take my meds.
It's been 48 hours.
Probably.
All right. If you have any Never Have I Evers that you want to share with us, you know we love hearing from you. Laura, where can they reach us?
We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. If you want to send us an email, you can always include a voice memo. Just send it to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. Finally, if you want to join the coolest community on the internet, search Facebook for Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, answer the two membership questions, and we will send you right through to all the amazing discussions we're having in there.
If you love our show, please rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. That's so helpful in us being discovered by new listeners. And spread the word. Let your friends know about Big Fat Positive. Our show is produced by Laura Burek, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.